AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump and top Iranian officials are exchanging threats over protests that have been spreading across Iran. Donna Warder has details.
President Donald Trump writes on his Truth Social platform that if Iran violently kills peaceful protesters, the U.S., quote, will come to their rescue, end quote. Trump writes, we are locked and loaded and ready to go. At least seven people have been killed in violence surrounding the demonstrations. Ali Larijani, who's the secretary of Iran's Supreme National Security Council, responded on social platform X, saying Trump should know that intervention by the U.S. in the domestic problem corresponds to chaos in the entire region and the destruction of the U.S. interests, and he accuses the U.S. and Israel of stoking the demonstrations. And Larijani says, the people of the U.S. should know that Trump began the adventurism. They should take care of their own soldiers. I'm Donna Warder.
In Switzerland, investigators believe sparkling candles atop champagne bottles ignited the fatal fire at a bar early New Year's Day when they came too close to the ceiling. 40 people were killed and another 119 injured in the blaze. In Gaza, a grandmother and a 5-year-old grandson burned to death when their tent caught fire while they were cooking. And Mexico was hit by a strong earthquake today. Charles de la Desma reports at least 2 people killed.
Tremors from the earthquake interrupted President Claudia Sheinbaum's first news briefing of the new year as a seismic alarm sounded. Friday's quake had a preliminary magnitude of 6.5 and its epicenter was near the town of San Marcos in the southern state of Guerrero, near the Pacific coast resort of Acapulco, according to Mexico's National Seismological Agency. There's been no immediate reports of damage or casualties. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is AP News. Damian Troisi has the AP Markets Report.
Stocks eked out small gains on Wall Street Friday in a wobbly day of trading to kick off the new year. The S&P 500 rose 0.2%. The benchmark index is coming off a gain of more than 16% in 2025. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 0.7%. The NASDAQ Composite fell slightly. It was weighed down by losses for Microsoft and Tesla. Technology stocks steered most of the movement in the market, continuing the trend that pushed the broader market to records in 2025. Foreign markets fared better, and benchmarks in Britain and South Korea hit records. Treasury yields held relatively steady in the bond market. Oil prices were also stable. Damian Troisi, New York.
Tesla's been overtaken by China's BYD as the world's leading seller of electric vehicles. There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.